to follow the Lord, and then Brother Sisson will bring the message tonight when it comes message time. So you will pray for them.
Bless them, Lord.
Bless the Lord.
We're so glad to be here. Good to see a lot of people. Good to be Brother Prophet and Ms. Mac. A lot of people that we know. And just enjoy being here in this church. I told Brother Prophet, I sent him a message, said I don't want Brother Melvin just singing around tonight. I want him to preach. So we lost an hour of sleep this morning, so I love Brother Melvin. We've known him for a long, long time. He's been a blessing to us many, many times. I try to pray for him every day, and just he's a good man. I do have Hannah King here on the piano, and then I have Stephen King on the mandolin and Rebecca King, and their dad, Brother King, he goes to our church, and their mother, Miss Nancy, had to stay with her mother tonight. Her mother, it's real sad, and she's staying with her tonight. But I told them they were the only family I know is going to have to change their name when they get to heaven. They won't have, they can't call them King, you know. There's only going to be one King in
there. Yeah, man.
But I'm glad to have them with me now. I told them if they came with me, they got to play. They play it all right for me.
Amen.
I said, if they come with me, they got to play. So, going to do so much to thank you for. When I look around and see a good
thing,
he does for me.
Woo!
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I'm unworthy of them all. But his blessing, he freely gives I owe. My life to him, I've got so much.
I've got so much to thank you for.
ones of his way
lately I've been looking back.
Yeah.
All the while do some more familiar mark.
Bless you, Lord.
And the mercy I have known. There's no better way to tell you than to say, Godspeed.
Yeah.
In my life, I feel blessed. I felt his arms around
me. Oh, ain't that good?
As I faced my grave, I've had more gains and losses. I'm no more joy than hurt. Has his grace rolled down upon me?
Around all the Lord's hand, I pray you please.
story in the Bible about a city God had prepared and a man he could run. When he found himself in trouble, a time of great despair, fleeing from the one who sought his life. I was 17 years old, Sugar Grove Baptist Church. I'll never forget that day.
No. Amen, brother.
Now, I was a church boy, raised in church. All I ever knew was church. Baptized, I joined the church 3 or 4 times. You know, that kind of a, just a church boy, you know.
Yeah.
But lost on my way to heaven.
Yeah.
I remember the preacher that morning. I couldn't tell you right now what he preached, but man, it got a hold of my
head. Amen.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit was standing there in the aisle, just pointing his finger and saying,
right.
You know what you are.
Yeah.
I said, well, I've been baptized.
Yeah.
I've been to the altar. I sung with my sisters for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. But they sent a chair and I'd stand where they could see me.
My.
And he'd sit there and he talked.
Amen.
And he dealt with my heart. I remember that morning stepping out, walking to that altar.
Glory.
Got saved. Just a church boy. I mean, it didn't mean a lot. It wasn't like a lot of people that have I don't have that kind of a testimony. Just a church boy. Saved.
Yes.
On my way to heaven. You know, my life changed.
Sure.
My life changed.
Right.
Absolutely.
My heart changed.
But
I mean, I was a church boy. Now I'm a saved boy.
Amen.
Now, I know a lot of y'all have different testimonies. I've heard some of them. I tell you what, I know John had one, Brother King. I've listened to different ones. But if you help me sing that chorus one time, then we'll let Melvin preach to us.
Bless the Lord, bless him.
One day I ran to that city for I found shelter in your blood. blood.
Amen.
He shed for me. Appreciate them. They've been around a lot. We've got to know them. We love them. Appreciate them. And we do appreciate Brother Kenny. I appreciate how the Lord uses him. And I think a lot of that has to do with, I say this to people when I tell them about Brother Kenny. I say, I guess there is, because we're all human, but I can't see one bit of pride in him. He just humbly gets up there and sings for the Lord. And if it happens, it happens. And if it don't happen, he don't try to work it up and push it along. And I think that's why most of the time it happens.
Amen.
We appreciate you coming. I know it's a pretty good waste to Owensboro.
Yeah.
They lost an hour of sleep this morning.
Yeah.
And Brother Melvin may preach long tonight. They may lose another hour. We've enjoyed Brother Sisson being with us today also. And we're going to ask him to come. You get your Bibles there. And I want to ask you to stand, because he may talk 30 minutes before he preaches.
Brother Kenny's here. That's live.
He's got the fire,
I got the fire now. Boy, I love Brother Kenny. Mm-hmm. I was giving his roses now.
Amen.
We go back a long way. He'll probably tell some tale on me that ain't true. And if he lost an hour of sleep, trust me, if that was you now, he can't afford to lose none. He's like me. Look out now. Hey, be opening your Bible, please. The book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 13. Let me get wired for Sam. I'll make sure I'm on. Matthew, boy, I love to hear Brother Kenny sing.
Amen.
Could I encourage you to do this? Would you listen to me for a moment? Brother Kenny, you got any CDs with you?
Yes.
You need to get you some good CDs. Yes. Turn off this junk stuff.
Amen.
How many of y'all ever listen to stuff and get the bad mood?
Amen.
Come on, be honest with me. How many of you ever go into a parts store or anywhere and that music? I told this lady the other day, I said, ma'am, how in the world do you tolerate this? She said, I don't have anything to do with it. I said, I'd shoot the thing. I mean, honestly, that bumping stuff, y'all know what I mean. I can't stand it. It irritates me.
Yeah.
Get you some good CDs, put them in, that good music, and boy, just sit back and make sure your car's on cruise.
Amen.
You run over somebody.
Amen.
Yeah. I about run over two or three, I'm going to blame it on Kenny when I do. Hey, but I honestly, you need to do that. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the Word of God.
Yeah.
Well, let me say, you ladies did an outstanding job. Look here for a moment. I preach all the time. I used to go a lot up into Michigan. Thank God I don't go north anymore.
Yeah.
It's always scripture to go south.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sorry if you're a Yankee. I'm sorry. I used to go up to Michigan all the time. I love being around people, but I couldn't wait till Friday night to come home.
Yeah.
Amen. I ate that food and it was like hospital food. It's bland. They don't know how to cook.
No. Yeah. That's right.
Boy, you ladies know how to cook, amen.
Yes.
Hey, if y'all can do that with cursed food, just think about it when the curse is lifted.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Y'all don't think right down here. Lord, I was down in Shelby, North Carolina. Let me tell you about cursed food. I went into the bank. The preacher and I was going into the bank, and he stopped. We went in. I never in my life, God is my witness, they had in the middle of the bank there in Shelby, North Carolina, a 118-pound watermelon. I walked around that thing about three times looking at it. Bank manager come out there. He said, are you admiring our watermelon? I said, yes, sir. I said, I don't think I've ever seen a watermelon weigh that much. And I just see Brother Lemons was with me. And I said, have you ever thought about it, preacher? I said, if they can grow a 118-pound watermelon down here,
yeah, yeah.
I said, they'll be biggest Volkswagens in heaven. Yeah, Lord help us. Can you imagine me sucking on a watermelon about 400 pounds? I love them,
amen.
Spit the seeds out.
Yeah.
I don't know if Brother Kenny's ever been to my home or not. Where I live at, I live on the corner of Bourbon Road. Well, what kind of preacher lives on Bourbon Road? A safe one. Yeah. But I live on the corner, right on the corner of Bourbon and Ridgeview. Now, my wife grows flowers. She grows them, I kill them. I don't mean to, but I kill them. My wife has got a green thumb. Some of y'all just need to meet her. She can grow anything. God is my witness, she can grow anything. I can't even tell you what these flowers are. They're about that big and they're pink. And she grows them. And you pull in on that corner and you have to turn into my driveway. So this woman, I seen her and two or three other people in a van. They pulled in and I was out in the yard working. She pulled up and she said, "Sir, do you live here?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "Them is the prettiest flowers I ever seen in my life. Could I take a picture of them?" I said, "Well, sure, you're welcome to take pictures of them. But I said, you're not seeing the real beauty of them. I seen the New Jersey tag." It said New Jersey.
Yeah.
She said, "What do you mean you're not seeing the real beauty?" I said, "They're under a curse."
Yeah.
She didn't understand a word I said. I said, "Ma'am, them's under a curse."
Yeah.
She said, "Well, what do you mean?" So I had the privilege of telling her, you know, that God cursed the earth. And I said, "Now, everything's under a curse." But I said, "When that curse is lifted, they'll be that big." She got in her van and left. Didn't thank me no more for taking the flowers. Hey, open your Bible now. Matthew, please, chapter 13. Now, we're going to start reading, if you would. And I want you to pay real close attention. And I want you to put your finger in Mark chapter 7. Oh, this has been on my heart. I want to read to you, if you don't mind. I'll read you, get your Bible open. What did I say? 13, chapter 15. Stand and read in just in honor of the reading of the Word of God. Matthew, please, chapter 15, verse 21. Matthew 15, verse 21, and then in Mark chapter 7. Boy, I love to hear that. Boy, I love to hear the pages being turned like that. Boy, I appreciate getting to come down. I mean, all afternoon I've just been thanking about the good meal and fellowship and the people. You just got a good spirit about you.
Amen.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty.
Amen.
Is this my water preacher?
Yes, sir.
Or this is yours?
It's yours.
That's okay. We can drink that. We'll suck. Y'all know what supping is? Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all going to invite me for dinner? Guess what time I'm going to be there? Talk to me. You tell me to come at dinner, I'm going to be there around 12.
Amen.
Supper around 5.
Yeah.
Amen.
Breakfast around 5. Y'all are pitiful down here. Matthew 3, chapter 15, verse 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed of the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David." Now watch carefully. "My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." He answered her not a word. Boy, that got all over me.
Yeah.
But he answered her not a word. His disciples came and besought him, saying, "Send her away, for she crieth after us." Here is the disciples. They said, "Send her away."
Yeah.
Y'all all agree she's got a problem?
Amen.
Now watch the next verse. He answered her and said, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then came she and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me."
Amen.
He answered and said, "It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs." She said, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table." Amen. Notice now, Matthew tells us that fall from the master's table. Then the Bible says, "Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt." And her daughter was made whole from that very hour.
Amen.
Now, flip to Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7, we're going to hit the high spot. Same identical account.
Yeah.
Now, Mark tells us Verses 25. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him. Notice that Mark tells us that she had heard of him. Oh, blessed day when I heard of Jesus.
Yeah.
She heard of him. Now watch carefully what happens. She came and fell at his feet. Matthew doesn't tell us that.
Right.
She fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek. Now, did you get that?
Yeah.
A Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled. Now, if you don't mind, I want you to underscore where he said, let the children of Israel first be filled.
Yeah.
Now, underscore that for me. And the Bible says, for it is not meant to take the children's bread and cast it unto the dogs. She answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table. Did y'all see that?
Yeah.
Mark tells us the dogs under the table. Now watch. They eat. Now won't you pour this blessed meat? Yes, Lord, the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs.
Yeah.
He said unto her, for this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. I say, hallelujah, bless the name of God. Matthew tells us that she was grievously vexed with the devil.
Yeah.
Father, we love you.
Bless
Lord, you, thank you, dear God, for bless that day, that Lord, that city of refuge, Lord, we ran.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, I'm glad, Lord, you stand with arms outstretched.
Yeah.
And help me tonight. Lord, I want no self-acclaim. But Lord, help me to honor the Son of God. Oh, God, may I preach of the unction of God tonight. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much. You may be seated. Go back to Matthew, please, chapter 13. You're looking at one man that I am absolutely a soul. I am a church man from the top of my head to the sole of my foot. I appreciate what Brother Kenny said a moment ago. If you get saved, there's a change in your life.
Sure. Amen.
Now, if there's been no change in your life, you didn't get the real thing.
Right. Yeah.
The best way I can explain it this way. Do y'all know what I mean by being arrested?
Yeah.
Eddie, raise your hand.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Get in jail.
You probably need to, preacher. Get your hand up. That lady ain't been arrested. The Holy Ghost arrests you.
Yeah, well,
amen.
He arrests you. And he makes you aware. And what I'm saying is when people, they've never been under Holy Ghost convictions.
Right,
right.
Now the problem is this woman has got a daughter and she's grievously vexed with the devil.
Yeah,
right? Matthew tells us that she was grievously vexed with the devil.
Amen.
Now I can stand here tonight and tell you some of the problems. Dear God, I was in the prayer room and it's everywhere I go. I mean, it's just problems galore.
Yeah. Amen.
Hey, if you don't have none, just stay around and you will have some.
Amen.
It's sometimes the problems just surmount.
Right.
They just build up.
Amen.
Can you imagine tonight not knowing where your daughter's at?
Bless him, Lord.
Can you imagine having a son tonight that's going to go he's going to serve 17 years in a North Carolina prison?
Bless him, Lord.
Can you imagine not having a son in prison and having to go visit him about twice a week?
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
Can you imagine tonight a man and his wife? My wife and I have spent months on even. I don't have to go anywhere. They come to my home. If you knew the time, a 33-year marriage, I mean, right on the verge of just breaking up.
Mm.
A filing what they call a legal separation paper. Another couple came to our home, been married 28 years. Another couple came to our house, they've been married 3 or 4 years. Did y'all get that?
Yeah.
Brother, that's trouble, amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes because you're saved does not exempt you from trouble.
You're right.
Right.
Sometimes your health goes south on you.
Yeah.
Sometimes your children break your heart.
Yeah.
Sometimes your grandchildren build your heart.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's church trouble.
Right.
Amen, brother.
Sure. Amen, sister.
Yeah.
Amen.
Boy, I love this country.
Amen.
Amen.
I love America, but brother, we are in trouble.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Deep trouble.
Right.
Amen.
What I mean is tonight, I want you to, how many of you would say, brother, sister, yes, there have been times in my life that I've had trouble. Would you just keep your hand up? Or maybe you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Notice in your Bible, she said, Lord, help me.
Yeah, yeah.
Did y'all see that?
Yeah.
What do y'all remember that night of day when you cried out, Lord, help me?
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
I was down in Anderson, Alabama. I'll never forget it. Today I die. Anderson, Alabama. We was in a quad hut. You military men know what I mean by a quad hut?
Yeah.
And they made a auditorium out of it. They didn't know me from Adam. Boy, I went down and I preached for them, dear God. And boy, God was in that place so real. There's a big old man sitting back there in the back. I thought... If looks will kill you, I'll get a whooping after this meeting's over. I never seen a guy that big in my life. Had a full beard hanging down to here, had long flowing hair. And I mean, he looked at you just like looks would just, boy, I preached that morning. I preached my heart out. Gave the invitation. All of a sudden, this older woman and young woman, they got out of the pew and they came to the altar, weeping and sobbing and crying. I watched that old boy, and I got on my knees. And you can condemn me if you want to. I got on my knees, and I pleaded, and I begged, and I pleaded, and I begged. I said, God's dealing with you, son. Even right now, come. God will save you. God will forgive you.
Bless him, Lord.
He'd step out like this. He'd step out and step back and step out and step back. Yeah. I mean, all of a sudden, he broke loose, and he came running down that aisle.
Yeah.
Lord, God got up here, and boy, he fell on his face like this. He just fell down. And when he did, the preacher and I got down beside him. Yeah. I said, son, can I help you? He said, I don't want to go to hell. Well, he said, I don't want to go to hell. Tears is running down through his feet and down on the carpet.
Yeah.
Hey, now, you don't never know what people's going to say. Don't you listen to this. That old boy, I said, son, right here, right now, you can get saved.
Yeah.
Right now, you can know you're saved, amen.
Yeah.
That old boy asked God to save him, and I said, son, can you stand up and tell them people? I said, tell them, brother, tell them. You don't ever know what they're going to say. He said, God, just save me, amen.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, everybody sort of went wild. But I said, son, why did you have your hands up? He come down the aisle with both hands just like this.
Yeah.
He said it was just like somebody had a gun in my back. Hey, but we're like, closer he got to the altar, down on his knees he come.
Yeah.
Had them hands up like that, but naturally the t-shirt went up his back.
Yeah.
Are y'all listening to me?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Big old guy. And he was a member of the Hell's Angels there in Anderson, Alabama.
Yeah.
Boy, you talk about rejoicing.
Yeah.
Hey, God saved that old boy.
Yeah.
So I went wild. He gave me a hug, he gave me a chiropractic hug. I mean, sir, he popped every bone in my body.
Yeah.
Honestly, before God, that night he come in. And he had his beard all trimmed and had his hair cut off.
Oh.
I didn't say one word about getting a haircut. I didn't say one word about his beard.
Yeah.
And by the way, when he come in, nobody would even talk to him because he didn't recognize him. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
You talk about a man in trouble. This is this. He was here, his wife, that little tiny woman, was fixing to get a divorce.
Yeah.
They thought that he was involved in the murder. That night after the service, he said, preacher, would you come and talk to me? I said, son, I'll talk to you as long as you want to talk.
Yeah.
We went over to Shoney's and sat down. They had him indicted on a murder charge. He's got to go before the grand jury. He said, do you mean to tell me that right here this morning when I got saved that God forgave me of everything?
Yep.
I said, yes, sir, God forgave you of everything.
Hey.
And I said, I don't want to know what all you've been involved in. But he said, preacher, he said, I got to tell you this. He said, I had no part of this, but I was with these men. He said, I guess I'm an accomplice. He said, I'm probably facing maybe 20 years of my life. Now, don't you listen, brother, he's in trouble. Would y'all say
amen? Yeah.
I said, irregardless, whatever happens to you, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to live and serve God.
Yeah.
Would y'all say amen?
Yeah.
I'd say you got a pretty good dose of that.
Yeah.
That's right.
We closed out the meeting. About 2 or 3 weeks later, I got a phone call from the preacher. He said, there's somebody here in my office who won't talk to you.
Bless
and his name was Jeff. And he said, hey. And he said, preacher. I said, yes, sir. He said, you remember me? He said, I'm Jeff. I said, hello, Jeff. I said, I remember. What's going on? He said, brother, sister. He said, what do you call that when they go before the grand jury? He said, they kicked him out. And he said, oh, he said, preacher. He said, I've been set free twice.
Yeah.
I don't have to go to jail. And he said, I've been set free. I said, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Sometimes we all have trouble.
Yeah.
Sometimes our past goes back up. People drag our past up. And sometimes always right in the cage, amen.
Yeah.
Hey, you quit letting the devil do that to you. If you're saved, guess what? God forgave you of everything. He erased it all.
Hallelujah.
You get depressed. They come in depressed and go out depressed.
Yeah.
Man, I'm too blessed to be depressed.
Amen,
sister. Now, y'all all agree this woman's got problems. Y'all all agree.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Y'all thought I was having a senior moment there. In Matthew 15, guess what? Her daughter was grievously vexed with the devil.
Yeah.
Now, whatever she was doing, I don't have a clue, but she was grievously vexed with the devil. And the Bible says that when she heard of Jesus, here she goes, and guess what she says? She says, Jesus, thou son of David.
That's right.
Amen.
And he answered her not a word. Did y'all see that?
Right. Yeah.
I wish I had a mirror so y'all could look at y'all's faces.
Right.
Okay, Eddie. He answered her not a word because she addressed him as thou son of David.
Right.
Now this is a Greek woman. Now guess what? This is the first time that Jesus ever ministered to a Greek woman.
Yeah.
Need to write that down now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna preach this takes me all night. Then you can sing again when we get done.
Amen.
Now let's go back. Don't you watch this now? Write this on Friday if you buy. In Matthew chapter 15, the Bible says, my daughter's grievously vexed with the devil. I began to think about this. They put it in my mind. I thought about it all day. I couldn't hardly wait to get here tonight. The woman has problems. Sometimes we have family problems. Right. Sometimes we have church problems. Right. Sometimes we have what I call health problems.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
That Kenny sings a song. He was there all the time.
Yeah.
Woo! I got help. Yeah. In the midst of all your problems, sometimes we all just need help, amen.
Yeah. Right.
That's amen.
Yeah.
Sometimes, in the midst of all of it, sometimes we just need somebody to put their arm around us and say, I want
you
to know, I don't know what all you're going through with, but I want you to know that I care.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Say amen right there.
Amen.
Sometimes loneliness is a problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you lost your mate in life and you have to go home to a house that's empty.
Right.
That's a problem.
Yes.
So I know people that don't even have the money, honestly, for God. I know people that it's a major undertaking just to pay their utility bill.
Right.
You ought to jump up and shout and say, thank God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God, you've got money just to pay your bills. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
But I know people that's got them problems.
Yes, sir.
Right. Yeah.
I want to show you this. I want you to look at what's going on in this woman's life. Jesus answered her not a word. Even the disciples even wanted her to go away.
Right.
Boy, don't y'all be that sort of put the damper on things, don't y'all think?
Yeah.
Yeah. She is, she's a what? Say it back to me. She is a what? A Greek?
Greek woman.
Syrophoenician.
Yeah.
All right. Look at this. This woman that I'm fixed to tell you about, she's got a daughter that's grievously vexed with the devil. Where she's from, and let me show you this, Tyre and Sidon. They were wicked, ungodly people that had practices down there. Look in your Bible, back up to verse 22. Behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the coast and cried and said, I have a mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter's grievously vexed with the devil. Sometimes the problems come, the pressures come in our lives. Sometimes we all seem like sometimes the rug's just been pulled out from under us.
Right.
Amen.
Amen, says it. Can I tell you something? Your mind ain't saved.
Right.
Your mind has to be renewed.
Yeah.
Right.
Romans 12, verse 1 and 2.
Amen.
I beseech you, brethren, for by the mercies of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And then the Bible says, guess what? Having your mind renewed.
Amen.
You better watch what you let go through the eye and get up here in your mind.
You're right.
Right.
Lord Jesus.
Right.
Let me show you. Now, hang on there. Watch it. The reason she came, she cried. Now, I don't believe there's no accidents with God. Say amen. I believe that God had Kenny get up. I believe God had Brother Kenny get up here tonight. Amen.
Yeah.
I believe that. I believe God's going to put it all together. And the second thing, notice in your Bible, the reason why she cried, because she had a daughter that was grievously vexed for the devil.
Amen.
Right.
I had this problem last week. Week before last. We got a man in our church. He's a good barber. You can't tell him me, but he's got a good barber. He's a good barber. Look out now, flat top. He's got $3. His heart was so broken, this man just locked the door of his business and pulled the shade down. And said, Brother Sisson, just started crying. Told me, said, my $3 are back home. Said, one of them's got two children, one's got one. And he said, my daughter, my 17-year-old, slipped out of the house. And said, Brother Sisson, I had to go get her last night at 2:30 in the morning. They called the police on me. And I went and got my daughter out of a trailer with these two men.
Bless you, Lord.
And that's problems. Will y'all agree that's problems?
Amen.
This man is hurting. Are y'all listening to me?
Sure.
He's hurting inside.
Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes people sit on church pews, Brother Prophet, and they're hurting.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Right.
They're hurting.
Yep.
And look here. The disciples were insensitive.
Right.
They said, send her away.
Right.
And look here, Jesus answered her not a word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now she's a Syrophoenician woman, she's a Greek.
Right.
Greeks and Gentiles did not get along.
Right. Amen.
Wait till I put this together, the nuggets will come to the top.
Amen.
Now I want you to notice something else in your Bible. She overcome everything. Listen to the opposite.
Yes, sir.
When the disciples said, send her away.
Yeah.
Watch this. And they're saying she's a Greek.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
In essence, that's what they're saying. Right. Aren't you glad Jesus just loves whosoever will?
Amen.
Every old drunk, every hearted, every rebel, every rebate. I don't care what they've done, God loves them. Amen.
Yeah. Sure.
Hallelujah. I probably run out of the building. I can run, but I have to walk back.
Yeah.
Now watch, I want you to watch it. Kenny would bring me back. Now go back and look in your Bible. Let's get to the immediate knowledge. The reason she came, she is crying. And guess what? That she cried, the condition. The reason she calls in Mark chapter 7.
Right.
She said, what? My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Amen. Yeah. Sometimes we have to get her back against the wall. Sometimes it's almost right. Like a rug pulled out from under us. And I say, Lord, help me.
You're right. Amen. Amen.
Right.
I'll show you that. Y'all ready? Yeah. Now watch this. She overcame race. That's verse 21.
Right.
Tyre and Sidon. I can't in a mixed audience tell you all the things that they was practicing.
Right.
Ungodly stuff.
Right.
The second thing, not quick hurt before I preach, she overcame religion. She says, thou son of David. But boy, when she got down and said, Lord, help me.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all listen to me, but she said, Lord, help me.
Right.
She was there to help her. Why did she? Glory to God, amen.
Amen.
Let me do that again. He ain't had one in for a while. I love old Kenny. I make no apology. Hey, brother prophet, but she said, Lord, L-O-R-D, help me.
Yes.
Now guess what? He's ready to talk to her.
Amen.
Y'all get this?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Yeah.
I've been around your preacher. He has these spells. It's all right to have a spell.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now watch this. Look at this poor woman. Her daughter is still at home, grievously vexed with the devil.
Right.
Flip over to Mark, please, right, chapter 7. Now watch this. Now, don't, now please don't have a spell on me.
Bless him,
I wish y'all would have one.
Amen.
Scare my pocket to this. Nah, it won't scare him. Now go to Mark, please, chapter 7. I want you to keep your finger in Matthew 15. She overcame race, the Canaanite, and this foul religious practice. A descendant. She was a descendant even from a cursed people. Amen. But guess what? She overcame religion. She overcame racism. The disciples had sent her away. And she overcame rejection.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Anybody outside me before you got saved had no self-esteem?
Yeah.
Sure.
Right.
Amen.
Anybody outside me?
Yeah.
Are y'all on Valium or Prozac? When I was 19 years old, I had no self-esteem. I had no self-worth. I couldn't talk to nobody. I wouldn't talk to anybody. I was backwards, bashful. My dad left us, my biological dad, he deserted us when I was 2 years old.
Yeah.
2. My mother, she would say, Mary, you can't remember, but I do remember. Mm-hmm. My dad was a career military. I followed my dad around in the house, and I watched my biological dad pack his duffel bag. Everybody know what a duffel bag is?
Yeah.
I watched him pack his duffel bag. And I watched him walk to the front porch, and my mother was laying there. I didn't know it at the time, but she had double pneumonia. I watched my biological dad walk down the steps, and I watched him walk out the road, and he never looked back.
Yeah.
When I left home, I was about 9. My mother remarried, and she married another military man. Taught me, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, thank you, pardon me, excuse me. Any healthy male can father a child, but the real father is the one who stays with him.
Yes.
You better put that on rewind. I don't think you got that.
Right.
Any healthy male can father a child,
right.
But the real father is one that stays with him.
Yeah.
I said, I ain't living under this man. I ain't living under my stepfather. He ain't telling me what I can do, what I can't do. I'll go where I please and I'll do what I started drinking rot gut moonshine when I was 9, 10 years old. I started speaking in old cars and trucks and speaking in my pool rooms. I would to God I hadn't done all that stuff.
Amen.
You know what drove me when I was that young? I was filled with bitterness. And all I wanted to do was get even with him for what he had done to my mother and I. I hitchhiked just before we had interstates. Hitchhiked all the way to Adairsville, Georgia, to my grandfather on my dad's side, which was a real godly man. A real godly man. I didn't know at the time. I was too wicked to know anything. My grandpa bought me toothbrush, shaving lotion, deodorant. Just a real kind man. And he wore big overalls all the time. And he wore them little lace-up shoes, you know, like older men wear.
Yeah.
And he knew I was filled with anger and bitterness. I can hardly talk about it because it eats me alive. My grandpa said, son, come here a minute. I went in there.
He said, "Would you tie my shoes?" And I got down to his feet like this. And he put his foot up here on my knee. And I was tying his shoe, and he said, "Look at me." I looked up at my grandpa. He said, "You don't want to do what you're fixing to do."
Bless him.
He said, "Mel, this world will wreck and ruin your life.
Bless you.
Bitterness will destroy you."
Yeah, well,
amen.
Yeah, like a cancer.
He said, "You can be bitter to your dad, but it'll hurt him." Right. He said, "It's destroying
right.
It's eating you alive."
Amen.
I tied his shoes. Big old tears rolling off in his chin.
Yeah.
Next morning, I got my stuff up, all the little stuff I had, and I throwed out my thumb. I was coming back to Crab Orchard, Kentucky. I carried a knife in my back pocket. All I wanted to do was get even to him what he done to me. All right, I got married when I was 18. I'm 19 years old. I got saved. My wife's family was totally different than my family. I was in a drunk family. Does everybody know what it's thrown through the screen doors, thrown through the people of drunks and tearing up the furniture? I had no self-esteem whatsoever. But my wife's family was, when I was 18 and she was 16, they was a calm people. They didn't drink and they prayed over their meals and they were just real super nice people. Went to Cincinnati to get a job. A year later, a man came and knocked on my door. Thank God for him. Hallelujah. And he wanted me to go to a little storefront mission. I went on Sunday morning. My wife, I was angry at her. I was angry at my uncle for even wanting me to go. I didn't want to go. I did not want to go. I thought I was as good as a bunch of hypocrites in the interview. I thought every preacher wanted your money. I worked 6 days a week, sometimes six and a half days, 12 hours a day. Remember that bitterness? Y'all remember that bitterness?
Oh, yeah.
I bought a little old house, paid $7,800 for it. Had a wife and two children. Got saved, trying my best to live for God, didn't know nothing. I didn't have, honestly, I smoked 3 or 4 packs of Marlboros every day in my life. I'd drink beer, I'd drink mixed liquor. I got saved. And my life totally revolutionized.
Listen,
my life had changed.
I mean,
God had saved me. I wanted to go to church every time the door was open.
Yeah, man.
They finally just gave me a key and told me to lock up. Honestly, before God, I didn't know what a business
man
was, but if they was going to go to church, I was going. Amen.
Yeah, man.
I see what all I've done to my wife and how I drug her down and what all I've involved in.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, God called me to preach. I had a 68 Chevrolet station wagon. And I have made more money than I ever made in my life when I worked at Sunday Kids in Cincinnati. Going to an independent Baptist church, loving every minute of it. I was going to go with I.K. Cross, and I was going with the Barry's Precious Seed, and we were going to Mexico. My wife and my two children and a 68 Chevrolet packed up, ready to go. I'm trying to get to the message. We had everything packed. I think I had $900 in my back pocket. We were going to Mexico. We were going to go with I.K. Cross on the Bearing Precious Seed Ministry. I had such a burden for souls. I didn't care where it was at. All I wanted to do is do work for God. Everybody with me?
Amen.
The phone rang. On the other end of the phone was my Aunt Ruby in Adairsville, Georgia. She said, "Tell Melvin his daddy died." Why did I care? Why did I care if he died? He never done nothing for me. He deserted me. Why'd I want to go to his funeral? Are y'all listening to me? I was saved. I've been saved a couple, 3 years, but I was bitter. I was one angry young man.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
My wife and I got in an argument. She said, "Melvin, you'll always regret not going."
Yeah.
To his funeral. I said, "All right, you got to understand. Man asked me yesterday, did I have a vile temper? Still got it.
Yeah.
Just got somebody living inside of me to help me control it."
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen, son.
Yeah.
I see that hand.
Amen.
I said, "Get in the car." She got in the car, 68 Chevrolet station wagon. That's an old man's car. I always had Chevrolets, Corvettes. I didn't fool with no station wagon. I was going to mission field, right?
Yeah.
I got in that car, and so help me God, I drove from Cincinnati to Adairsville, Georgia, almost 11 hours. I never spoke to that woman. She didn't speak to me. Drove all the way, got to the motel room. I said, "Where's this funeral home at?" The little one-horse town. The little white building was a funeral home. And I remember my knees getting so weak that I didn't think I could make it up them steps.
Bless him, Lord.
My wife tried to lead me, trying to hold me up. And I could hear these men saying, that's his only son. Look at him. He looks just like him. That's his only son. Look at him. He looks just like his daddy. I never met the man. Why would I want to call him daddy?
Bless him, Lord.
Are y'all listening to me? I'm talking about problems.
Yes.
Dealing with Melvin. Y'all deal with self.
Amen.
You have to put the sheets up around your neck.
Amen.
Got to the door of the funeral home. The director come. And he said, are you Ford's son? I said, yes, sir. I didn't have nothing that he had. A very wealthy man. Owned property all in Atlanta, Georgia. Had parking lots, these tiered parking lots. I didn't want nothing the man had. He had remarried. They thought I was there to get what he wanted. I didn't want nothing the man had. Y'all listen to me.
Amen.
Me and my wife and kids, I walked up and I thought that's the hardest thing I ever done in my life.
Bless him, Lord.
I walked up to the coffin and I looked down and there was my dad. That was my biological dad.
Bless him.
There wasn't no voices from heaven. Nobody grabbed me. Nobody shook me. But boy, there was a peace come over me. Here's what it was. You didn't know your you didn't know your earthly father, but you can know your heavenly father.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God. God took the anger and bitterness out of me.
Yes,
now, God, I can talk to that wall talked back. I didn't need the Marlboros anymore. I didn't need nothing. All I needed was Jesus. I'm talking about get Jesus way down deep inside. Let him permeate you. Get rid of the bitterness and anger and resentment. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
It'll work.
Amen. Man, hey. I may die of heart problem, but not ulcers.
No.
Amen.
Okay, let me get back. Let me behave myself. Are y'all ready? I know, Mark.
Yeah.
Now, let me show you, Mark. Now, this is going to get good. That's going to come to the top.
Yeah.
Now, watch this. She overcame rejection. They even said, send her away. Jesus, the Son of God, didn't even speak to her until she said, Lord, help me.
Right.
Now, are y'all ready? Look at Mark, please, chapter 7. And I'm preaching on the subject on that is a crumb from the master's hand is more than enough.
Yeah.
I'll show you now. Look at this. Ready? Verse 29, Mark 7. And he said unto her, for this thy saying, go thy way. The devil is gone out of thy daughter. How big do y'all think her eyes got?
Yeah.
How big do y'all think her eyes got?
Amen, brother.
Good preacher. Y'all ain't getting this, are you?
Amen.
Jesus said, this hour,
hallelujah,
the devil's gone out of your daughter. Now, wherever Jesus is at, now she's got to leave there and go back to the house.
Right?
She's probably saying, he told me the devil's going to be gone out of my daughter. My daughter. She's probably smiling like a colored man eating watermelon. Happy camper, amen.
Yeah.
Now guess what? Now watch this. Look at Mark chapter 7.
Yeah.
This is the verse. Now watch what happened. Watch what happened. The verse 12:30, and when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out and her daughter laid up on the bed. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I read that, and I'm telling you, Kenny, I've never seen that, and I'll try to read all the time.
Yeah.
And she was laying on the bed.
Yeah, how about that? Man. How about that?
I said, hi, Mom.
Amen. Amen.
Here, Jesus, are you getting this, man?
Yes.
Woo! She's laying on the bed.
Amen.
She's no longer so grievously vexed with the devil.
Ain't that good?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. I bet that woman, I bet she's in her hair down. I bet she's shouting for pure joy.
Yeah.
I bet she said, I'm glad I overcame rejection.
Woo!
I'm glad I overcame rejection. I'm glad I didn't leave. I'm glad I said, Lord, help me.
Amen.
Hey, that's the three words. Lord, help me. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's it.
Ain't that a blessing?
That's good.
Blessing hell. And listen to this. Did you know his ear is turned to hear your slightest cry?
Amen.
How about
I prayed the other day, Jesus said, I've heard thy cry.
Right.
And I've seen thy tears.
So here's God.
Blesses me.
Amen.
A little insignificant tear.
Yeah.
In Psalm 56, verse 8, it says, God has a bottle for our tears.
Yeah.
And guess what? He puts, Lord, that blesses me.
Bless him, Lord. Bless
him. He takes and puts your tears in a bottle.
Amen.
Ain't that a message?
Yeah.
I'll cry a little.
Yeah.
Over to God. Every tear. He says, I've heard thy cry.
Yeah.
And I've seen thy tears.
Amen. My diamonds to God.
Y'all thought I was dumb, but now watch Mark 7. Ready? I want you to mark, please. Now look at Mark 7. Come on, look, Mark 7.
Yeah.
Now watch what happens. The Bible says in Mark 7, when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out of her and her daughter laid up on the bed. But now I want you to look over at verse 25.
And an unclean spirit does it. And she heard of him, that is Jesus, and came and fell at his feet.
Yep.
So she hears it. She addresses him as now son of David.
Yep. Yeah.
That's Israel.
Right.
But when she said, Lord, help me.
Amen.
Yep.
That's it.
That called Jesus' ear.
Yep.
And she said, Lord.
Yep.
Amen.
No man can call Jesus Lord but outside the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Now guess what? Now watch this. She fails at his feet. The Bible says she came and fell at his feet. Did y'all see that? Raise your hand.
That's right.
Did y'all see it? Right. Don't you watch it? Just an old Gentile mangy dog.
Yeah.
Worship.
Y'all was getting tickled at me this morning over slapping them hogs. It's Brother Eddie that y'all don't have to worry about over there now. Slapping them.
That's right.
We'll probably have a funeral.
All right.
I was raised by my grandparents. My grandpa was a big old tall man, lanky, combed his hair straight back, wore beard on the halls all the time. We lived right in front of a depot. Y'all know what? Train depot.
Yeah.
Right in front. I was a little old boy, them guys worked on them trains, was forever kicking coal off for us kids, and we'd take old coffee sacks, gather up the coal. We was so poor, we didn't know we was poor until somebody told us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
My grandpa, Brother Rick, would look at an old dog and see something in that dog that nobody else seen. It's always eating them table scraps off, you know, the Pullman cars, you know, where the people throw out stuff out of the train. Yeah. It'd always be a bunch of old cur dogs. Yeah. He'd go put a string around that dog's neck and literally drag that thing home. He'd be almost sitting down, he'd drag it. He'd tie it up. He'd say, Melvin, go to town, get me a gallon of used motor oil. That dog had mange, its ears was gone. I mean, the skin was gone. Ulcers, little sores all over him. Nose, it pitiful looking thing. He'd had his tail between his leg. My grandpa tied him up out there, and I'd go get a gallon of used motor oil, and we'd dump it on that old dog.
Yeah.
And guess what we do? He'd make me rub it in his ears, and rub it in his ears, and rub it all over it. Used motor oil. Now, if regular motor oil won't do this, but used motor oil will cure the mange.
Yeah.
Well, y'all must have been dog rubbers, didn't you? We feed that dog scraps off the table.
Amen.
About 2 or 3 weeks, pour that old used motor oil on him, son.
Yeah.
Lord God, he cured all them old scabs and bloods running, you know, the Wall Street stores.
Yeah.
Well, about 2 or 3 weeks, his tail would go up like this.
Yeah.
He'd say, ooh! Ooh! Now he's proud to be a coon dog.
Yeah.
Lord, that tail would go up, son, he's ready to go. Hey, I'm talking about all the time. My grandpa seen something in him.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm talking about we're on this way. God loves us, man. Hey, Lord, help me. He's there to help you.
Amen.
Glory to God. What a saving. The Bible says she fell at his feet.
Yeah. That's it.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, that blesses me.
Amen.
And the Bible says her daughter was laying up on the bed.
Yeah.
And the devil gone out of her daughter.
Thank you.
Oh, folks, I'm telling you, one of the greatest joys of my life.
Yeah.
I love to see people get right with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Boy, I love to see sinners get saved. But I love to see people get right with the Lord.
Amen.
It's a blessing. It's beyond belief when you see people. How it thrills a man of God to see people get right with God. Oh, when she asked you, she said, Lord, help me. Boy, aren't you glad you got a Savior? You can say, Lord, help me.
Amen.
Your heart may be breaking. Your children may be breaking your heart.
Bless
you. I went to this preacher, God bless his heart. I've known him for 40 years. He said, Brother Sisson, come over after services. He said, we're going to have coconut pie. Man, I love coconut pie. Dear God, I love it. Listen, I went over to the house, went changed my shirt. And when he started going to the kitchen, he said, Brother Sisson, come with me. We went back here to his study. And he had a daughter, I think she's about in the middle 20s. She was real irate with her dad. Disrespectful to her dad. He said, Brother Sisson, said, could we pray for my daughter? I said, well, sure, we can pray for your loss. We got down beside the fireplace, the man pouring our heart out for that girl.
Bless him.
She's leaving home, had her clothes packed, just leave.
Bless him.
Boy, that man touched heaven. Dear
thank
God,
you.
I wish you could have been there and heard that man get in touch with God.
Mm, thank you.
It wasn't my prayer. No 1,000,000,000 times when God broke his heart. Mm. Boy, in my heart, I knew when I stood up, I knew that girl was going to be there. In that room.
Yeah.
She was in that room and boy, she grabbed her daddy.
Yeah.
Boy, them two got down on their knees and they hugged and loved on each other.
Thank you, Lord.
Ain't that a blessing?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. But she said, Lord, help me, amen.
Yeah.
I don't care what kind of problems in your life.
Yeah.
I mean, poor old preacher, God bless her heart.
Yes, sir.
You know, I get vexed at this. When you're in a church 34 years, y'all don't know how many times he's wept. You don't know how many times he's saturated the pillow with tears. You don't know how. You don't have a clue until you pastor the church for about 15 years.
Amen.
You work with them, you win them, weep over them, and then they leave you.
Yeah, right.
So heartbreaking. But wait till you have somebody that you love more than life itself, Don. Wait till you have to go to prison and you watch them see you put their hands in his eyes and over.
Yeah.
And you see that mother put her hand upon that vice, and you see her son put her hand, his hand upon the vice. The vice is between them.
Bless
you, Lord. Yeah. Amen.
Wait till you see a 13-year-old boy in lockdown in handcuffs and shackles.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. That's problems.
Amen. Amen. Brother Malin. Amen.
Wait till you see where a family that's got a 14-year-old daughter that's been gone for weeks and don't have a clue where she's at.
Amen.
14-year-old girl.
Yeah.
You know what I want to do tonight? She said, Lord, help me. Sometimes we all have problems.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes it's a problem with our inner selves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Amen.
Good. Bert.
Sometimes we have problems.
Good.
Boy, I hate hurt. I hate it when people hurt.
Bless you, Bert.
Yeah.
God knows if I could take the hurt.
Bless you, Father.
I could. I would. I think.
Amen.
Last night. And I said, Brother Richard Owens, he got ulcer sores all over him. It's just a matter of time till he exits this world. And I said, God, please make his leaving easy.
Yes, sir.
Please God, take him out of the pain. The nurse couldn't even raise his head up for him screaming from the top of his lungs. He was in such pain. Boy, aren't you glad? Thank God we're going to one day where they ain't going to be hurt, no sorrow, no pain.
Yes.
No misunderstanding, thank God. No hate feelings, amen, where we're at. Meanwhile, we need help down here.
Amen.
Amen, son, I need help.
Yeah. Me too.
Just stay with his bell, nice quote.
Good preaching.
Father, we love you. Thank you from the depths of our heart for the word of God that's forever settled in heaven. God, you know the need of every person in this building. God, I thank you, Lord, from the depths of my heart, Lord, for this Phoenician woman. Lord, when she said, help me. God, you know the need tonight. Lord, please help them. God, may they not leave this building until they need that help, until they receive the help that they need. God, please, a burden. Lord, we need a burden for Glasgow. Need a burden, Lord, for people dying and going to hell, our children. God, please tonight, do your work in the people's lives. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. What page, brother?
128.
I'm going to ask you, how many of y'all would just come tonight and say, Lord, help me?
Sure.
Maybe you need help in your temper.
Yeah.
Maybe you need some help, Lord, to witness to people. Amen.
Yeah.
Maybe we just need help, Lord. Help me with my wife. Help me with my husband. Help me with my children. Help me to be more kinder, more thoughtful, more appreciative.
Sure.
Help me to be more faithful. How about that? Can I ask y'all a question? Just as serious as a heart attack. I don't know you. What's your first name?
Keith.
Keith? You got good health?
No.
Can I ask you a question, Keith? They're going to cut me open, right? You're going to take my heart out of my chest. What do you think I was thinking about? This would be twice, not first time, twice. Well, I wonder what the stock market will be tomorrow. Well, what do y'all think I was thinking about? I was laying there, honestly, before God. They got a shot now that reverses things. You don't stay in recovery like you used to. They give you a shot that reverses things. My eyes popped open. I said, this ain't heaven. Honestly, before God, I wished I could express myself like I'd like to. Oh, heaven's real to me.
Amen.
Boy, you remember, just wait till the first time you lay eyes on the God.
Amen.
Listen, there's help for any kind of problem you have tonight.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Please come. Let's sing. Come on, Brother Keith. Let's sing. Please come tonight. Get on her face before God and say, Lord, help me. She fell at his feet. How long has it been since God just broke your heart? Come on, Brother Keith. God is your heart.
Thank you,
Brother Keith.
Lord Jesus, in
Ain't that a blessing?
Yes.
Hey, I'm just going to keep looking until he comes. I'm going to try my best to live every day of my life. I want my life to honor him and please him. I'd like to hear the words, "Well done, thou good and thou faithful servant." When all this mess is over, let's sing again, Brother Keith. Would you come tonight, please? My brother prophet.
As you walk.
Hey, if you need help, y'all come.
Sometimes we think he's not helping because we can't see his hand and he's not speaking to us. We sometimes think that God's not doing anything. But if the Lord were to withdraw himself and stop doing anything, then we'd know how much the Lord is doing.
Amen.
Amen. I just thank him for his wonderful, amazing grace. And boy, I don't want to never know what it's like to not have that grace.
Amen.
To go through every day. Amen. Amen. This has been a good service tonight. A lot of folks have done business with the Lord. I hope you have. God wants to
You know, it's a personal thing. We each one have to examine our own heart, examine our own self. And I can't do repentance or asking forgiveness for you, and you can't ask it for me. It's something we have to do between the Lord and us, and I hope you've done that tonight. Amen in this service. Praise the Lord. All right. I wonder tonight if there's a word of testimony tonight on someone's heart, something that someone needs to say for the Lord tonight. Lady on the back there, Miss Wanda. Yes.
I didn't really know you until I moved across the street from Lewandowski, and then that was about the time you've been called preach. And of course, I knew the girls, Max and Kathy. And it just means so much. I mean, a lot of people in church now, I don't know their names, but if I see them out, I know their faces. And of course, it's just amazing to me. Of all the blessings that I've seen go around, like with my family, my brothers, my sisters, you know, things that have happened to us. And and we're all still fine. And I just was thankful today. I just want you and your family to know how much I appreciate you and how much you meant to me.
Thank you, Sister Wanda. Used to. On the Mondays, I preach on Sunday up on the mission on the square. And on the Mondays, when I didn't have to go to work, I'd visit all my church members. Mm-hmm. I'd get them all done by about 10 o'clock. And go over to Doc, she's talking about, stop at their house, have coffee with them, talk to them about the services the day before, and then go across the street there to where Miss Wanda lived and have coffee with her. And I talked to her, and I just about visit all the church on Monday morning. And her sister's standing back there beside her. She's one of the first ladies, was the first lady to get saved up on the mission. And it worked out pretty good because she had about 18 brothers and sisters. And she started bringing one of them every Sunday. They'd bring one, so we had people saved every Sunday forever. And it's just a blessing. It's
Amen.
A real blessing after all those years they're still here. Amen.
Amen.
A lot of things have happened. Through those years, like she said, a lot of things have happened. Her family, my family. And you say, well, what do you got to say about that? Tempted and tried
yep.
were
Amen.
Off me to wonder
Amen.
Why it should be thus all the day long while there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong. Father alone will know all about it. Father alone will understand why. Cheer up, my brother. In the sunshine, we'll understand it all by and by.
Yeah.
This will make it better.
Yeah.
When we see Jesus coming in glory,
woo!
When he comes from his home in the sky,
yes,
then we shall meet him.
nation, and we'll understand it all by and by. Father alone will know all about it. Father alone will understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by.
I've heard a lot of people down through the years of Bible meetings, regular church service, Wednesday night, testify and say, when I get to heaven, I want to ask the Lord why, but you know, I don't think we'll ever have to.
Yep.
You. No, I think the toils of the road will see nothing when we come to the end of the way. And the suffering of this present world, you know, we ask the Lord why that our loved one was taken away or why this thing had to happen. We're thinking we're going to ask the Lord that.
Right.
And then when we get there and we see the Lord and see the scars in his hands, wounds in his hands, his feet, we see our loved ones and friends, and the Lord said, you look like you was going to ask me something.
Forget
it. It was nothing. It was nothing.
Amen.
It'll be better. I'm glad that heaven's real. I'm glad I believe in that Christ rose from the dead. And if he didn't, we'd be of all men most miserable. But I'm glad I heard a preacher preach not too long ago on a miserable Baptist. And he said, I'm glad I'm not a miserable Baptist. I'm glad I'm not a miserable Baptist. I'm glad I have hope. Amen. All right. Somebody else want to testify, Brother Tracy back there?
Bless my brother, Lord. Bless him, Jesus.
Bless your heart.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless your heart. God bless you.
I
appreciate that, brother. Amen. I can remember it was all working the factory, and Brother Johnny come over and he said, Brother Rick said, you got to go coon hunt with me tonight. I said, I can't go tonight. He said, well, he said, I got a man's lost. And he said, if we can get him out there, you can talk to him out there, and I believe he'd get saved. Well, he had me then. I mean, how can a preacher not go coon hunting or anywhere else when there's a possibility somebody might get saved? And so we turned them old dogs loose, and they went off somewhere in the woods and treed a coon, and then Johnny treed Tracy there. The Lord saved him. Appreciate him and his family. We're just looking at the pictures up there today. When Nicole got baptized, I'll never forget that longest day I live. I'll never forget that. And it was a beautiful day. And we was all down at the low bridge there, and I looked over, and the little kids was lined up on that low bridge. And their feet was—they took their shoes off, and their feet was kind of dangling in the water. And some of them had brought violins and things, and they got to play in Amazing Grace. And we started baptizing them, and they come carrying Nicole in. And they come carrying her in, four or five of us, buried her there in the likeness of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. And I remember when she come up out of the water, her mother went to testify, and she said she had to be carried into the river today, but said the next time she'll run across the
front.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. I'll never forget that. Longest day I live, I'll never forget that. I call them times, my special name for them is eternal moments. They're just a moment when God meets with you, and it's just so special that you can't explain it. But it's just an eternal moment that you'll never forget the rest of your life.
Amen.
God bless you, Nicole. I love you, honey.
Amen.
Bless your heart.
Yep.
All right. Somebody else have a word tonight. Yes.
Brother Rick, you was talking about knowing about it further on.
Yeah.
If I wasn't a good Christian, trying to be as good a Christian as I am, my soul is saved, and I thank my God for it.
Amen.
I wouldn't understand why my 59-year-old son had to die of cancer 3 months ago.
Bless
you. I wouldn't understand it. But, and I'm not saying I understand it.
I accept it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I accept it because I trust him and I know
he doesn't. He's nobody.
Amen. I think a lot about that verse that over in Genesis when it said, "Shall not the God of all the earth do right?"
That's right.
It may not look right to us now, but it'll be right when it's all out. You know, we'll understand it then.
Right.
All right. Anybody else? Word of testimony? Yes, sir. Miss Betty.
I want to thank God for saving me a long time ago.
Amen.
And I really need the Lord in my life.
Bless the Lord. Bless.
And the older you get, the more you need the Lord.
That's right.
Amen. And I just want to thank him for always being with me.
Yeah.
These last 4 or 5 weeks has really been some fine weeks for me. But the Lord was right there with me. And he'll be there again, too.
Amen.
I'm so thankful that I know I'm saved.
Amen.
And I'm thankful that I know whatever comes my way, he'll be there to help me.
Amen.
Yeah, she's been snowed in and sick too, not able to come to church, and I'm really glad she told me tonight. She said, "Brother Rick, I got such a blessing this morning. I really needed that."
Amen.
I'm glad the Lord blessed her.
Yeah.
And ain't that just like God? When you're not able to come, he just gives you double when you get back.
Amen.
Amen. All right, somebody else.
Yeah, Brother Rick, I like to thank the Lord for saving me. And I'm glad he's not a God that's far off. I'm glad we can find him. We feel after him. There's been a few times, boy. He's been, I mean, closer than a brother to me. I appreciate the Lord. Appreciate my brothers and sisters in Christ. Appreciate being saved. Appreciate enjoying good preaching. I didn't always enjoy good preaching. It used to make me mad. I wasn't right with God. And I tell you what, when you get lined out, John the Baptist said he make the crooked straight. He straightened me out. When you get straightened out, boy, you love good preaching. Appreciate the preaching of the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody back here, Bill. Bill.
First of all, I want to thank the Lord for saving my soul. I enjoyed that message this morning.
Amen.
It's been a lot. Down through the years, you know, God has really been good to me.
Amen, Brother Bill.
It's some of the things he's done for me that I used to didn't really, you know, care for. Or
bless you.
Go to, you know, we weren't, went to church, but you know, he was backward and everything, you know.
Listen.
And then the message tonight, you know, is that walks right down my life.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
From being small to right in to now, you know.
Yes.
Right. And I just want to thank him for everything.
Thank you. Yeah, for sure. Amen. Bless your heart. All right, anybody else tonight? Brother David.
Back when I first met Brother Eddie Wade and Brother Mike Gibson about 1997, and kind of become friends with Eddie, Brother Eddie gave me a whole big, hefty garbage sack full of cassette tapes, and this was, you know, before CDs really caught on. But different preachings, and I listened to them in an old big truck. There was probably a dozen cassettes in there, Orchard Street Baptist, Melvin System. And that's before we had 88.3. I didn't know who this man was, but I thought, well, the power of God's on him. Brother Melvin preached to me a lot of nights, kept me away from those drugs long before I met him. And so I'm thankful. I prayed this afternoon to thank the Lord that received a measure of health to Brother Melvin.
Yeah. Amen. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Miracle.
Keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
Amen.
And when I want to mention, when Brother Kenny got to the chorus, God's been good.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even deserve to be in y'all's presence in this field.
Bless you.
But I'm thankful to be here.
Amen.
Thankful you've been here for 35 years.
Yeah.
With Sister Max by your side. The helpmate that God put in your life. I was thinking about y'all this afternoon and seeing y'all wedding pictures a couple of years ago when y'all celebrated your 50th anniversary. And I thought there's no way when they set out and stayed over in the Star Motel with a with a sack of corn chips and bean dip that they could come to the Lord and pray for this farm.
Bless him,
Lord. In their wildest dreams,
yeah.
They could have thought that. I'm thankful to be in y'all's presence.
Amen. Bless you, brother.
Don't feel deserving to be there. And I sure enough feel deserving of where I'm going.
Bless you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Bless you, brother. If you ever saw that wedding picture, you know what he means by us needing help. All right. Mary, you had your hand up. To me. I know you think you heard that message tonight. You heard it this morning, but I promise you, you didn't hear it.
Yes, you're right.
A lot of times I get a message and I'll listen to it 7-8 times.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And every time I listen to it, I think I didn't hear that first time.
Well, on the Bible,
I messed up.
Yeah.
And there's just too much in there to get it when you hear it. So I want you to sign up, get the CDs, put them in your car, listen to them.
Yeah.
And Brother Kenny, now a lot of you, most of you, you got new CDs, Brother. Okay, you still got most of the old ones, but you do know they'll wear out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so even if you already got one, get another one, then you'll have one when that wears out.
Yeah.
And you won't be driving down the road when it starts skipping, jumping, and saying, man, I wish I'd got another one then.
Yeah.
Because that's what'll happen, it'll do that. All right, but we do appreciate him being here tonight,
yes.
Brother Melvin. Brother Melvin's back at the door tonight. You can see him on your way out. Tell him how much you enjoyed his preaching. He'd be glad to sign your Bible. If you wanted to sign your Bible, he'd be glad to do that. So he'll be back there. I'm going to ask Brother Kenny to go back there too. And we appreciate Brother Kenny. God really uses him in helping us preachers and singing and kind of getting the pathway cleared for preaching. And if the Lord was to move you to tonight, you put some money in his pocket tonight. Help him get back home, all right? Help him move farther along the way. All right, thank you for being here tonight. And I'm going to ask Brother Greg if he will dismiss us with a prayer. Brother Greg Bailey.
Lord, Father, we come in tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for each and every one here, Lord. We thank you for the message, Lord, that Brother Sisson gave us, Lord, that you give to him, Lord. We pray,
yes,
Lord, that each one of us will take it, Lord, and dissect it, use it for the part in it that we need that. Pray, Lord, you be with us and help us and be with us to the next point in time, Lord. Bring us back, Lord, to your house. Lord, help us all with our needs, Lord, our prayers. Just pray, Lord, that we continue to obey you and be obedient to you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.